Scott said he would have the football to begin the third quarter up 14-7, trying to snatch the momentum away that Ulysses had late in the second quarter. Ulysses would kick the ball out of bounds, and the Beavers would set up at their own 35. They would convert some third downs along the way in that third period, leading 14-7. And it would just be pretty much a smash-mouth drive for Scott City and really a statement drive for the rest of the night. It was an 11-play drive that ate up over 5 minutes of the clock there and went 65 yards. And it was capped off on this play that set up the Beavers with their two-score lead yet once again.
6:45 to go. This is a five-minute drive for the Beavers. 11th play. The two tight end wishbones set from the Tiger 5. Handoff, Parker Gooden, right up the middle. And touchdown, Scott City. A statement drive to begin the third quarter for the Beavers. Parker Gooden finds a pay dirt for the third time this year, and it's 20-7, 6:37 to go, third quarter.
The Scott City with the Parker Gooden 5-yard run with 6:37 to go, third quarter, and the Alexis Reyes PAT made it 21-7 for the Beavers. Ulysses will get the ball at their own 28 after a kick return there, but on the third play of the drive, it was halted thanks to another great defensive play. Ulysses was using their jumbo package, as they call it, with the Wildcat formation, like with Corey Kennedy quarterback. The Beavers would make a big stop on third down.
Ulysses 1-7 on third downs. Kenny will hand it off right side to Soto, and he gets tripped up in the backfield. Great play that time. Vandergriff trips him up for a loss of 5 to the 31-yard line.
The Beavers would get it back with around 4:47 to go third quarter. They would move the ball a little bit, just 10 yards. Ended up on about six plays, they convert a third down, but they would have to be forced to punt with about 90 seconds to go third quarter. Ulysses would have really a three and out at their own 35-yard line, but on fourth down late in the third quarter, down two scores, trying to get back in the game and get some momentum, the Tigers would get their lone first down of the second half.
14 seconds to go, third quarter, off the incompletion, fourth and two from the 35. And Moyer back to punt for the fifth time tonight, we assume. And, oh, it's a fake punt. I said they assume, and Ulysses is going to get the first down to the 38-yard line. They go the quick snap to the up-back man, Edgar Soto. And so it's a gain of 3 to the 38, and Ulysses converts a fourth down on the fake punt.
Yes, I said that right. Their only first down for Ulysses in the second half was on that fake punt there. They would take it to their own 38-yard line, and that's where the third quarter would come to an end with Scott City leading it 21-7. Going into the fourth quarter, it'd be Tiger football, and we could continue in our next segment with the fourth quarter here on WesternKansasNews.com.